This is There's Insurance for That, a Ninjago fanfiction written by Lloyd Skywalkers and read by Lemon Avocado. Summary. For a little bit of background, this was inspired by an ask I got on Tumblr suggesting to use the phrase, "You bed, bath, and betrayed me" in a fic, which is ridiculous, but I ended up with 8k words out of it, so here's the ninja being disastrous with a healthy dose of Skylar love, because it's what she deserves. 1. Mai Kazami's ramen place. At this point, sadly, Skylar's used to it. It's about 12:45 on a Monday, just as she's leaving the noodle shop for her well-deserved lunch break, when a familiar scream splits the relatively quiet afternoon air on this side of Ninjago City. The only reason Skylar does not immediately dissolve into panic at said scream is because she is, also sadly, familiar with the variations of it, and this one sounds less like it's Lloyd's "I'm in terrible danger and or pain again" scream, and more like his "I'm free-falling on purpose from the sky again" scream, which is, in and of itself, not entirely concerning. In fact, it'd probably be more unusual to not see Lloyd go falling from the sky at some point during any of the ninja's higher-than-8-feet battles, because somehow that's become a habitual thing. The sky is blue, fire is hot, Kai uses hair gel. Lloyd is gonna drop screaming from the sky at some point this month. So instead of panicking, Skylar figures she'll just stand in the vicinity until Lloyd either climbs out of another dumpster or lands on top of her. Kai doesn't seem to be around to catch him, so Skylar's prepared to step up, even though it looks like Lloyd's got a pretty good handle on landing at the angle she's watching him from. Still, though, she muses, you'd think he'd have started actively wearing a parachute at this point. Kai suggested that, Lloyd says, after he's finally able to stand straight and he's not quite as cross-eyed. He frowns at his reflection in a store window as they pass by, scuffing at his windblown hair again. But it gets in the way, you know? It throws off my backflips. That's a nail in the coffin right there, Skylar agrees, leading them across another sidewalk. Lloyd's attracting a lot of looks with his bright green battle gi and razor-sharp swords strapped across his back, but fortunately no one started crowding them yet, probably because the razor-sharp sword strapped to his back. Can't have your fighting style completely crippled, she adds. I don't backflip that much, Lloyd huffs. Yes, you do, is on the tip of Skylar's tongue, because she's seen him fight, but she decides not to pick that battle this time. Besides, Lloyd continues, I don't really need a parachute anyways. I always make sure to aim for, like, somewhere safe to land. Relatively safe. Safe-ish. Skylar eyes him. You landed in a dumpster. Lloyd bristles in offense. I did not. It was a perfectly respectable recycling bin. Same thing, if you ask me. Not even close. Dumpsters are gross. Recycling bins, you just crash through a whole bunch of cardboard and old newspapers. It's luxury trash diving. Skylar just sighs, shaking her head, and edits the text she's been tapping out for Kai. Skylar, found your kid in a recycling bin. Taking him to lunch because you're clearly starving him again. He's alive, by the way. Kai, oh, thank First Ninjutsu Master. Tell him he's grounded. You never take me out for lunch. Skylar, maybe if you dropped on me from the sky sometime I would. Hey, are the others busy? She asks Lloyd in afterthought. Like, fighting anyone? Huh? Lloyd blinks. He then flushes, rubbing the back of his head. No. We'd pretty much finished up the fight when there was a break-in on the bounty. We had the guys all taken care of, but they blew part of the mast up and it left debris all over the deck, so I kind of, maybe, tripped. Lloyd is bright red by the time he finishes the sentence. Skylar wouldn't feel so bad about it if she wasn't doubled over laughing at him in the middle of rush hour traffic. You are a trained ninja, she breathes out between snickers. I know, Lloyd moans. You're like part god. I know, Lloyd moans again into his hands this time. Skylar has to grab his shoulders and forcibly drag him along down the crowded street, trying not to cringe inside at all the looks they're getting. Kai says you're grounded, by the way, she says, as the last of her laughter fades. That snaps Lloyd out a bit. He can't ground me, he scowls. I'm leader. Stop falling from the sky and maybe he'll give it a rest, Skylar replies, glancing down at her phone buzzes again. Kai, I'd join you but I'm stuck on prison delivery. Nia's coming to pick up the demon spawn, though. Skylar, nice, I've been wanting to buy her lunch. Kai, cruel. Don't know what you mean. I don't fall that often, and most of the time it's on purpose anyways. Skylar chooses to ignore Lloyd's slightly concerning, sulking rambling, and pats his shoulder instead. Nia's coming for lunch too, she says. Does ramen sound good? Oh, yeah, Lloyd brightens, seemingly cheered by the reminder he's been getting food out of this. It's been a while since I've eaten out. I can tell, Skylar says, eyeing him. Cole hasn't been cooking for you, has he? No, but we put Zane on mandatory break so we could relax a bit, and we're all suffering for it. Lloyd and Skylar both jump at Nia's voice, not having heard her coming up behind them. Nia! Lloyd beams. Skylar is— Ouch! Hey, let go! That's what you get for giving me gray hairs again, Nia scolds, digging her knuckles into Lloyd's hair. She looks up from the hold she's pulled him into and smiles brightly at Skylar. Hi, Skylar. Nice to see you. Hey, Nia. Skylar gives a little wave, watching Lloyd squirm out of Nia's grasp in amusement. So, ramen? Nia says, giving Lloyd one last elbow in the side before joining Skylar. Yeah, she says. I was thinking the place down on the 7th, the Soba House, I think. Lloyd and Nia both stiffen, their steps slowing. Skylar pauses, turning to stare at them in confusion. That's not the one owned by someone named Mr. Kazami, is it? Nia finally asks, hesitantly. Yeah, it is, actually, Skylar blinks. He's pretty nice. We go to the same grocer on weekends. Ah, Lloyd says carefully. Nia hesitates. Skylar looks between the two of them, now completely stopped in the middle of the sidewalk. She really hopes no one is getting pictures of her like this. There are enough flash articles about the rumored orange ninja cryptid on the internet as it is. Is that a problem? Nia pointedly stares at the sky as if it's the most interesting thing she's seen all day. Baffled, Skylar tries the weaker link. Lloyd swallows, avoiding her eyes as he bounces from leg to leg, as if the mere thought of trying to enter the restaurant is terrifying. Which is mildly alarming, because this is the same kid who power walks straight into a prison full of escaped violent criminals, his psychotic ex, and his undead murderous dad, without hesitation. We can't, Lloyd finally mutters, staring at the sidewalk. Nia elbows him in the side, hissing, "Weak link," as she does. Lloyd just glares at her. Okay, Skylar says, unsure. I mean, that's fine if you guys want to go somewhere else. I just didn't know you didn't like this place. No, we do, Lloyd grinds out, and he looks more embarrassed than terrified now. So Skylar aborts her half-formed plans of speed-dialing Karloff. We just can't go in, that is. We're not allowed to. Skylar stares at him. You're not allowed in? Why not? Because, Nia forces through gritted teeth, they banned us. They what? Skylar gapes. Nia presses her lips together tightly. Lloyd stares very hard at the ground, as if desperately trying to convince himself to keep quiet. Skylar can pinpoint the moment he breaks, his expression contorting as he throws his hands up wildly. You blow their electrical system up one time! Oh, guys, no! Skylar groans, before bursting into laughter at him for the second time that day. Lloyd looks incredibly unappreciative, his expression scrunching up in annoyance like she hasn't seen since that one stupid skating match with Camille, and that just makes her laugh harder. I just got a little too into it. It's Nia's fault. She's the one that said it'd be cool if I tried to do a shockwave thing like in, that was a mutual thing and you know it. Oh, guys, no, Skylar wheezes into her hands. It worked! Poor Mr. Kazami, Skylar manages through snickers. Lloyd's shoulders slump, his upper lip pouting, and Nia crosses her arms, as if refusing to look ashamed. It's not like the other guys aren't banned from anywhere, either. All right, Skylar waves her hands, taking pity on them. We'll go somewhere else. Good, Nia mutters, as Lloyd exhales in relief. Skylar just snickers again, leading them down the sidewalk in the opposite direction. She bites her lip, shaking her head before a thought occurs to her. Wait, what do you mean it's not like they aren't banned from anywhere? She frowns. You guys are banned from more than one place? No, Nia says firmly, before Lloyd can even speak up. Forget I said anything. Skylar will do no such thing, but she decides it's in her best interest not to pursue it. Nia is not the sort of person to trifle with, and she does want that ramen. She gets her answer soon enough anyways. Number 2. Ninjago City Aquarium. While Skylar has the early shift on Tuesdays, she does get the afternoons off, which is pretty nice for the most part, if it didn't mean she'd be bored for the rest of the day. So she hits the grocery store and decides to take the long way home, partially because walking is supposed to be good for you, and partially in hopes that one of the ninja will drop in on her again. She's not disappointed. Granted, a minor explosion going off from inside the Ninjago City Aquarium wasn't exactly what she was expecting today, but the figures in bright red and white arguing furiously outside the security perimeter are par for the course. It's a little odd that they haven't already rushed in yet, Skylar notes, but with the way they're loudly yelling at each other in the middle of the street, she figures she'll find out soon enough. No, Kai, it is our civic duty to follow the laws put in place for the safety of civilians. Oh, come on! You get brainwashed into a slightly murderous emperor one time, and now you're a stickler for everything? One time was enough, Kai! Hi, guys. Skylar approaches the two hesitantly. Is everything all right? Skylar, Kai whirls on her, his eyes wild. Thank First Benjutsu Master, you've gotta help us out. They won't let us in. He shakes his fist at the aquarium doors before springing for the security gate. Let us in! Let us in! Shaking the gate like an animal is not going to convince them, Kai, Zane pleads, prying Kai away. He shoots Skylar an apologetic glance as he wrangles Kai into a gentle chokehold. We would greatly appreciate your help, if possible. There's a low-threat criminal with an unfortunate assortment of weaponry who ran into the aquarium, and we're legally unable to pursue. If you could try to drive him out, perhaps? You're what? Skylar has the weirdest sense of deja vu before it's lost in confusion. Her head swivels from the frustrated expression on Kai's face to the pleading one on Zane's, then to the grocery bags in her hands. She looks back up at Kai, who's now giving her the puppy eyes. Something from inside the aquarium explodes loudly. Sure, she sighs, handing Kai her grocery bags. Just one guy. Just one guy, Kai exhales in relief. You're a lifesaver, Skylar. Hey, are these those snack cakes they made to look like us? Yes, eat them and you die, Skylar hisses. She turns to Zane, holding her hand out half hesitantly. Lend a girl some ice powers? Of course, Zane nods, letting her take his hand. There's a brief moment as Skylar melds her power with Zane's, absorbing the icy force and mimicking it to her own. A part of her notes vaguely that it's stronger than the last time she borrowed it, but she shakes it off, pulling her hand back and tugging the hood of her jacket up, mentally hoping no one writes another article about the possible existence of a cryptid orange ninja after this. All right, she says. Be back in 5. Thank you, Zane says fervently as Kai sputters. Hey, why didn't you borrow my power? Because fire is explosive and you've got to be banned from here for a reason, Skylar calls back, ice already misting over her fingertips as she sprints inside the aquarium. You'd be surprised, Kai mutters after her retreating back. So, Skylar says, flexing her right hand and wincing briefly, that last right hook she'd thrown at the guy might have been a little too hard in hindsight. But he was being a jerk and threatening to set off a bomb near the little seahorses. And it did do the trick, so now the aquarium can have the host of cop cars off its back. Skylar feels pretty accomplished in her good deed for the day, actually. Why, again, couldn't you guys have taken care of that yourselves? Not that I minded, she adds quickly. Using the ice element had been fun. She'd forgotten what she could do with Zane's powers. Kai gave a nervous laugh that's so fake it almost hurts, especially with the pained expression he makes at the end. Zane just rubs his temple with a hand, looking eternally weary. Like I said, we are not legally permitted to enter the aquarium until... When was it again, Kai?
5 years from now, Kai mutters. Or whenever the director dies.
Yes, 5 years from now, Zane repeats, with a dead sort of look in his eyes. So your assistance was very much appreciated. Thank you. It was no problem, but... Wait, hold on, how were you banned from the aquarium for 5 years? She stutters. I mean, I can get Lloyd and Nia with the ramen place. Ha! They told you about that? It was great! Kai, please. And I can understand Kai, but you, Zane? She feels a little guilty for calling him out so bluntly, but it's Zane. Zane doesn't just get banned from places. She has to know. And he doesn't look too upset at the question. Kai looks mildly betrayed, but not that much. They both know Skylar's point is too valid for him to argue with effectively. Zane gives another bone-weary sigh. There is a small chance that there was a time we were pursuing another villain here, and during the battle I might have underestimated the amount of ice I was putting out. Zane shifts, looking pained. Which in turn accidentally spread to any bodies of liquid that happened to be nearby at the time, which perhaps were filled with rather expensive aquatic life. You froze a fish exhibit, Skylar deadpans. They were merely in extreme hibernation, Zane grits out. They would have been fine had Kai not tried to fix the ice. Hey, it made sense. I could melt it quickest. Except you didn't just melt it, did you? No, you had an entire fish fry. The poor fish, Skylar says, staring at them blankly. What were they? Like these rainbow fish from way up north, I think, Kai says. I swear I didn't make it that hot. The water was boiling, Kai. You fish murderer, Skylar says, the corners of her mouth trembling with the laugh she's holding back.
Kai glares at Zane, then her, then Zane again. I didn't freeze them solid. Whatever the cause of their death, they died and were banned now, Zane says hastily. End of story. Would you like to take this back to the bounty, Skylar? I know the others have been wanting to see you, and we can at least offer you tea and thanks. He eyes the grocery bags that Kai is still holding. Unless, of course, you wish to return home. Nah, tea sounds good, she smiles. Besides, I bought the snack cakes for you guys to try anyways. They've got little squash ninja faces and icing on them. You're the best, Kai says, looking somewhat relieved, and oh, he definitely ate one while Skylar was in there. She's gonna have to pay him back for that one. Tell me something I don't know, she said airily, figuring she'll take her revenge later. You can tell me more about the fish massacre on our way back. By the way, Pixel wouldn't happen to have heard this story, would she? Zane gives her a look, and she almost feels bad about it. I'm going to regret inviting you, aren't I? Maybe, she grins. Jury's still out. Number 3. An entire drugstore chain. Wednesdays are always busy at the noodle shop, for reasons Skylar has yet to figure out. Friday she understands, but the middle of the week? Nothing kills your drive like knowing you're going to do this all over again in a day. It's good money for the shop, though, she reminds herself as she locks up that evening. Any money is good money for the shop, because her stupid dad made sure she'd have a real hole to dig herself out of there, but Wednesday money is always especially good, even if she ends up leaving the shop late and can't get the noodle smell out of her hair for the next 3 days. Normally she'd trudge home and crash into bed after these kinds of shifts, but tonight is different, because she'd stayed long enough at the bounty yesterday to get invited to game night, and once you've promised the ninja you're going to bring snacks from Monopoly, you can't just say no. Not unless you want Lloyd to shoot betrayed glares at you for the rest of the month. Besides, she'd promised Kai she'll sneak out to the movies with him afterwards, and she can't just go breaking that promise. Plus, she's not heartless enough to deny Cole cake when he's got the most spectacular black eyes she's seen all year bruising up around the left side of his face. Lucky hit, Cole grumbles, after she'd been caught staring too long. She hadn't wanted to ask him about it, since it seemed a sensitive subject, and he's already taking the time to help her pick up, carry, all the snacks. But it's impossible to miss, even in the dim streetlights they're walking under, and Skylar cares about her friends, thank you very much. We busted some drug dealers today, and I got too relaxed. They normally really aren't any match for you, to be fair, Skylar offers. They weren't this time either, that's the sad thing, Cole says, scrubbing a hand through his thick hair as they wait at the stoplight. This was all on me. I kinda deserved it. I'm sure it wasn't that bad, Skylar tries to console him, even though the ugly red at the edge of his eye says otherwise. Cole gives her a bleak look. Jay made a joke, and I laughed at it, and then I got hit across the face with a baseball bat mid-laugh. Ouch, Skylar hisses through her teeth. Never mind, that's bad. Was it a good joke, at least? No, that's the thing, Cole groans as the light finally turns red, allowing them to cross the street. It was terrible! And I still laughed hard enough not to notice a bat coming from my face. Skylar grimaces. You were just being a good friend, I guess, she says, and Cole snorts. Like you are to me, right now, she continues, glancing ruefully at the shopping list she's been sent. I was gonna say I had it handled, then I actually looked at everything you guys asked for. Cole laughs sheepishly. Yeah, that's us, I guess. Sorry about that. We're paying for it all, don't worry. What? Skylar blinks. Oh no, no way. The ninja have done enough for her. The least she can do is cover a couple bags of popcorn and, like, 10 things of M&Ms. No, I got it. I owe you guys anyways. Cole bristles. No way. We owe you, if anything. The amount of times you've covered our tab at the noodle shop? How about the amount of times you've saved my noodle shop? Skylar shoots back. That outweighs a few measly tabs. The only reason we had to save it was because we were there in the first place, Cole points out. We're danger magnets. I'm sorry. I'm the daughter of Chen, remember? Skylar huffs. I can attract enemies all by myself. Not as many as we do, Cole says. Also, you helped us beat Chen and get Zane back. We're eternally indebted to you. Skylar narrows her eyes. Only after I stabbed you all in the back, so I eternally owe you. Bold of you to assume we haven't all stabbed each other in the back at some point, Cole scoffs. Trust me, you're nowhere as bad as Lloyd. He, like, single-handedly ruined our whole month by letting a bunch of snakes out. Skylar pauses at that, torn between refuting his argument and asking how in the world Lloyd, of all people, could possibly manage to wreck enough havoc to... Actually, she doesn't have any trouble believing that at all. But, to be sure, Lloyd let the serpentine out? All by himself? Cole loses a bit of his fire and scuffs his shoe awkwardly across the sidewalk. I mean, we did give him a pretty hard time when he was, like, 8 years old and homeless and starving, so it might have been a little provoked. First Master's sake, Skylar mutters, staring at the sky and trying not to be surprised, because she really shouldn't be by now. I can't believe you guys are all still alive. Neither can we, if it helps, Cole shrugs, grinning. But, you know, technically, if you make another ghost joke, we're skipping the cake section, Skylar says firmly. Cole sulks. Jay would have made a ghost joke, he mutters. Jay also got you hit in the face by a bat, so his judgment is questionable as it is. Skylar shakes her head. Oh, there's a drugstore right here. Want to hit that instead? Sure, Cole says. As long as it's not... Oh. Skylar makes it another 3 steps before she realizes that Cole's fallen behind. Confused, she turns to stare at him where he's frozen on the sidewalk, looking at the bright red drugstore sign and biting his lip. Everything okay back there? Skylar says, wondering if he didn't get hit in the head harder than he's let on. Cole nods, but he also takes several steps back out of the streetlight, hiding himself from view of the store. Here's an idea, he said suddenly. How about we go somewhere else? Skylar stares at him, a sinking feeling in her chest, coupled with the slowly growing familiar sense of deja vu. Cole. He doesn't meet her eyes, and Skylar sighs. Please tell me you haven't been banned from somewhere, too. It's not just me. Lloyd and Jay also got banned, Cole snaps, before realizing his mistake and ducking his head. You're kidding me, Skylar says flatly, looking back at the drugstore, then to Cole. This is, like, the shadiest drugstore on this side of Ninjago. How? Cole mumbles something under his breath, and Skylar strains to make it out. Sorry, what was that? I kind of, threw Lloyd through their wall, Cole mutters again, looking as if he'd very much like to disappear entirely into the side street. Which is funny, because... His sentence fully registers, and Skylar blinks rapidly. Wait, you what? Cole's eyes widen, and he waves his arms quickly. Not like Garmadon throwing him through a wall. He was fine after. Skylar has a brief, bizarre kind of moment to digest the fact that there is a distinction for throwing the youngest of their team through a wall before Cole continues. I was aiming for the window, that one right there, see? The robbers were already on the move, so Lloyd was like, launch me, Cole, and I said, great idea. But we were also maybe high on adrenaline at the time, and I forgot how much my lava punch I had going, so I overshot and ended up smashing him through their wall a little bit. You smashed him through their wall. Just a little bit. Hey, it worked. He took out all 5 guys in one go and only had a tiny concussion after... How do you even have a tiny concussion? I still don't get why they were so mad. I mean, we stopped the robbery. Sure, half their storefront wall sort of collapsed afterwards, but, like, we got their money back. So that's why they were closed 6 months for renovations, Skylar groans into her hands. Cole crosses his arms, glaring stubbornly at the store sign. It wasn't 6 months, he protests. It was only, like, 4. I don't see how that gives them the right to ban us for life. For life? Skylar can't decide if she wants to laugh at him or cry, because her list of places she can hang out with a ninja is shrinking faster than she thought possible. She finally blows her breath out, rubs a hand across her face, and glances back down at the shopping list. You aren't banned from the one on 8th Street, are you? Cole bites his lip. We're, banned from all of them. It's a chain store, so... Of course, Skylar sighs. Walmart it is, then. And if anyone pesters them about being late, she's gonna ask how many times exactly someone smashed Lloyd through a wall. Because really, this is getting ridiculous. 4. Bed Bath & Beyond. Thursday is normally her day off, but whatever she had for dinner last night gave her freaky dreams, so Skylar ends up puttering around the shop early that morning just to take her mind off it. It's a bit overcast outside, and the forecast predicts rain, so Skylar is already making plans to curl up in her bed and watch movies all day, maybe get a bit of laundry done. She should know better. It's a commonly known fact that the ninja, Kai especially, would do pretty much anything for their pseudo-little brother. Skylar's actually heard Kai on multiple occasions threaten to die for Lloyd, then immediately try and make it reality. No one ever really appreciates that, Lloyd especially, but Skylar can give him credit for trying. However, it's a commonly overlooked fact that Lloyd would do anything for his pseudo-older siblings. It's an even more commonly overlooked fact that Lloyd is the spawn of Satan and was raised at a boarding school for future villains and terrible children. Combined, these two facts mean that while you should definitely fear Lloyd trying to die for you, you should probably fear him trying to look out for you more, because it's likely going to end with somebody dead. Or at least the total disruption of your plans for the day, as Skylar opens the shop windows to come face to face with an absolutely terrifying expression on Lloyd's face, followed up by a deadly calm, Kai came home sad last night. Skylar scrubs at her eyes and thinks it's too early for this. A while back, when she was still stuck with her jerk of a father, Skylar might have found Lloyd's part-Oni expression of doom imitating. Now, however, she just rolls her eyes, sticks one of the little 50% off stickers she's been putting on rice cakes across his forehead. "The dog died in the last movie we saw last night," she explains as Lloyd sputters at her. He pauses, nose wrinkling. "Oh," he says. "Boo." "Yeah," she says, stepping back and allowing him to neatly front flip through her window. "Darn show-off kid," she thinks despairingly, watching him land perfectly on her freshly waxed floors. "Well, you're good then, I guess," he says, expression lightening. "That makes sense. How many movies did you make it to this time, by the way?" "Only 4 this time," Skylar sighs, turning to plaster the rest of her stickers on the nearly expired rice cake packages. "We got the beginning of the new superhero movie, then the opening fight of some spy movie, and then the middle of that horror one with the dolls." Lloyd shudders. "Yeah, Kai wasn't a fan either. Anyway, we made it into this new romance one, but we ran into a theater employee on the way in, and Kai had a guilt attack, so we stayed until the end of that one." Lloyd tisks. "Oh, Kai. And he's so sold on his bad boy image." "One day he'll embrace the fact that he's just a big softy," Skylar nods. "One of these days." "Yeah, when hell freezes over," Lloyd snorts. He glances around the empty shop, then back at her. "Hey, today's your day off, right?" Skylar gets the sinking kind of feeling in her stomach at that, alarm bells going off in the back of her head. "It might be," she says warily. "Good," Lloyd grins. "You should come to Bed Bath & Beyond with us, then." "Well, she wasn't expecting that." "Why would you be going there?" she asks blankly. "Do they have a secret ninja weapon bargain bin she's been missing out on? Is Bed Bath & Beyond secretly hosting an illegal crime ring she's been aware of? Does she need to return the shower curtain ring she bought there last week on basis of being a good citizen?" "Zane froze the blender solid before practicing this morning," Lloyd explains, his mouth twisting a bit. "We were making smoothies and someone accidentally brought up the Never Realm." "Ouch," Skylar winces sympathetically. She's still not heard the entire story of what went down during the ninja's jaunt out of the realm, besides a whole lot of panic texts from Pixel and half-explanations from Kai, but she knows it wasn't fun, especially for poor Zane. "Yeah," Lloyd sighs. "So now our blender is dead, and we can't make smoothies anymore, so we're buying a new one before Nia can start strangling people. Want to come?" Skylar eyes him shrewdly. At face, it's an innocent enough request. She's certainly been invited to worse places than a household furnishing store, and picking up a blender is quite possibly the simplest thing the ninja have ever asked her to do. Which probably just means it's going to go horribly and the store's going to blow up 10 minutes in, but hey, Skylar's day was looking pretty boring anyways. "Sure, why not?" she shrugs. "Let me stick the last of these on, and I'm in." "Just, hey, no, I'm selling those!" Lloyd freezes in place, the rice cake packages dangling from his fingers. He gives her the most pathetically sad-eyed look she's ever seen, and not for the first time, Skylar finds herself wondering how this is the same kid who runs a highly skilled ninja team of unimaginable power. "Just the one," she finally relents, because Skylar is a spineless weakling when it comes to puppy eyes, apparently. Lloyd beams, snatching the capes up happily. "And just because you look like a starving vagrant again." "I do not," Lloyd protests through a muffled mouthful of rice cake. "I'm just super in shape. I'm jacked as heck." Skylar rolled her eyes. "Sure you are. Hey, I said just one." So Skylar ends up at Bed Bath & Beyond on her day off, 5 minutes after the store's open for the day, and already wishing she'd slept in later. Nia brings her coffee, though, and their bright-eyed enthusiasm at reclaiming their means of smoothie-making is infectious. So Skylar finds herself in high spirits as they walk through the store doors, almost to the point where she can let Lloyd go for stealing all her rice cakes. However, she's already let him get away with too much as it is, so Skylar decides to take her revenge by ruffling Lloyd's hair, before informing the sales lady that it's her darling little brother's 13th birthday, and he's finally outgrown his kitty bed. "Could you point us to the big kid ones, please?" Lloyd's attempt at strangling her are thwarted by Nia, as the lady smiles airily before pointing them to the back, and Zane has to drag Kai along with them before he suffocates in the laughter he's choking back. "Family shopping trips are always so much fun," Jay remarks as they browse the bedding section, having been successfully distracted by the animal-shaped pillows. They've already had to flee the lamp section after Lloyd and Jay started having a little too much fun, despite Kai's despair over being robbed yet again of a new lava lamp. "One day," he mourns. "One day I will own another." Skylar pats his back consolingly. "I'm sure that's what everyone else whose lava lamp gets smashed by a giant stone colossi say." I still don't see why we can't invest in a cappuccino maker, Nia pouts, as they pass the coffee appliances section. Look, there's one on sale, too. Because you can and will abuse the use of it, and then someone will end up going to the hospital for extreme heart rate elevation, Zane glares pointedly at her. Skylar smothers a laugh as Nia scowls. I'm not that bad, she grumbles under her breath, only for the others to all chime Ice Cube incident in unison. Nia goes a dark shade of red and glares at the floor as if she's capable of lighting it on fire with her eyes, but she doesn't argue back. Skylar doesn't even want to know. All right, here are our options, Cole announces when they finally fought their way to the blender shelves. We can get the same one we had, just a little smaller, or we can get this other one that's half off. He squints at both tags. Having looked at our bank account recently, I vote the half off one. No way, Jay argues. Do you see how small that one is? I can't make my triple espresso energy drink smoothie with that. Lloyd stares at him in concern. That's probably a good thing? Jay glares at him. You're one to talk, Mr. Night Owl. I'm with Jay. That one's way too small, Nia says. It won't do. What, and the other one's better? Kai shoots back. Look how cheap it is. I could break this thing in my sleep. The online reviews for both are perfectly fine, Zane adds half-heartedly, as if he already knows they're all going to ignore that particular statement. What about this one? Jay asks, his eyes lighting up as he gestures to the extra-large fancy blender. Think of all the smoothies we could make, Cole. Think of the milkshakes. Cole pinches the bridge of his nose. We are not investing in some fancy blender just for you to complain it's too complicated 5 seconds in. Skylar crosses over to the blenders, glancing at both. I mean, you could always just return it later, she trails off, realizing that everyone's suddenly gone deadly silent. She looks up and starts as she comes face to face with the store manager, who is frozen in place, his mouth half open as he stares at them with wide eyes. Behind her, Skylar is highly aware of six ninja going similarly still, all utterly quiet. You, the manager finally squeaks out. You aren't supposed to... You can't be in here. Not again. On second thought, let's get a blender next week, Cole says quickly. Yeah, I can live without smoothies a little bit longer, Jay agrees, rapidly paling. Skylar's at a loss. What's going... Before she can finish that sentence, Kai and Nia both have hands on her arm and pull, hauling her along as they break into a dead sprint for the exit. Explain later, Kai yelps, dodging employees, as the manager shakes his fists at them, his yelling following them through the doors. I filed 6 restraining orders! 6! He shrieks as they slip out. Do you know how long that took? 2 of them don't even exist in the legal system! Skylar doesn't miss the incredibly unsubtle fist bump Lloyd and Zane share, nor the near tears sigh of despair from Cole. She really doesn't want to know. Except that maybe she does, so there's nothing stopping her from asking as they walk home, having brought smoothies from the corner store instead, that they are not banned from, which Skylar is starting to think might be miraculous. I don't know why I'm surprised at this point, but how did you get banned this time? She asks them, after a particularly long sip of smoothie. Did you demolish half the store there, too? The ninja are silent for a moment, all refusing to meet her eyes. Then, it was Jay's fault, Cole declares. Jay whirls on him, his expression wounded. I trusted you, he whines. And you Bed Bath and betrayed me! Because you Bed Bath and blew up the bedding aisle! It was the kitchen electrics aisle, give me some credit. Oh, because that's so much better. It is! Do you know how hard I'd have to be trying to blow up the bedding aisle? It's all weighted blankets and, like, silk and stuff. No conduction at all. Skylar returns to her previous stance of not wanting to know, sips her smoothie in silence as they break into loud arguing in the middle of the street, and hopes once again that no one's getting any pictures of this. 5. Jamanakai Village Candy Stop. Friday's her busy day, so Skylar is spared any chaos other than a jammed mixing machine for the day. It doesn't come to a head until Saturday, when she cautiously accepts the ninja's invitation to scout out potential terrorist activity in Jamanakai. The terrorists turn out to be punk kids who got a little too obsessed with the idea of Golden Master, which is an unfortunate choice of role model for them when they have to face up to the ninja. Zane just looks mildly annoyed, though, and Lloyd stares into the sun for a full minute before rolling his eyes, so the kids make it out alive. We weren't gonna kill them, jeez, Jay says. Maybe just lecture them a bit. Oh, yeah, lecture them, Kai scowls, cracking his knuckles. The Golden Master? Are they kidding? To be fair, they don't have the same experience as we do, Cole points out, but he doesn't look too opposed to the knuckle-cracking, either. No harm was done, Zane says, a bit wearily. We should simply let it go. I don't know. I say we should have hung them from a roof for a bit, Lloyd says, evenly. The other ninja all cringe in unison, except for Nia, who smothers a coughing sort of laugh. Skylar stares at them, bewildered. Why would you hang them from a roof? Not sure, Lloyd says, his lips twitching. Probably because crime doesn't pay, muchacho, or something like that. All right, we get it, Kai says hastily, clapping a hand over Lloyd's mouth. The guys would know, Nia smirks, ignoring the looks of utter betrayal she's getting. That's what they did to Lloyd, wasn't it? Nia, why? Jay moans into his hands. You hung Lloyd from a roof? Skylar repeats, thrown for a loop. Why on earth would you do that? What if he, like, fell and died? He was fine, Cole assures her hastily. Lloyd is quick to protest, glaring at them. No, I wasn't. It was literally scarring. Look, I got this scar from scraping my arm when I fell. Oh, wait, oops. That one's from the Never Realm. It's this one here. Lloyd winces as he finishes, suddenly looking contrite as he shoots Zane an apologetic look. The Never Realm one was from Boreal, though. Don't worry. Zane looks down, his face shadowed. It was still my... Nuh-uh, Jay cuts over him, wagging his finger. Remember the rule? Zane hesitates, looking as if he'd very much like to remember no such thing, but he finally slumps, relenting. Scars dealt to each other while under the influence of malicious possession by person and or ancient malevolent artifacts do not count, regardless of extenuating circumstances or deep inner psychological issues that may be brought to light during said influence, he quotes dully on a defeated sort of sigh. Skylar doesn't know whether to be impressed at that or depressed that it needed existence in the first place. Exactly, Jay nods, which means that any scars from you, Zane, or Lloyd, oh, and Kai, I guess, and Cole, technically, with the hypnobry that one time, wow, that's a lot of us. If you count the dark matter, we've all been possessed, Zane says, dryly. Not me, Kai says, mock cheerfully. Jay shakes his head. Nobody got scars while we were on dark matter. I checked. Why are you saying like we were on drugs or something? Speak for yourself, Lloyd scowls. I've still got that stupid ankle one. He glares at the offending ankle, as if it's personally disappointed him. That was the Overlord, not us, Nia reminds him, and, your dad, technically. Lloyd's scowl just deepens, his eyebrows tilting downwards hotly. If I had a dollar for every scar that's from my dad... I hear you, Skylar sighs. Dad's scars are the worst. They really know where to hit. Right? It's always personal with them, Lloyd shakes his head. Dads are the worst. A beat passes, before they both realize the others have fallen quiet. Her and Lloyd blink, and Skylar fights back the urge to cringe at the looks they're now receiving. Well, Jay says, bleakly, this is, a miserable turn. Hey, hey, no sad faces, Lloyd scolds, reaching for Kai's face, which is indeed sporting a pathetically teary-eyed kind of look. Get that look off your face! Off! Off! I'm not- stop it! I'm just- hey, stop! That's my face, you brat! Guys, come on, cut it out. You're making a scene, Cole scolds, pulling them both apart. How about we stop and get ice cream before we go, okay? To, like, cheer us up, because that was completely depressing. No offense, guys. None taken, Skylar says, as Lloyd nods in agreement. Cole looks relieved, even if Kai's still looking a little weepy, and he directs them down another street, heading toward a brightly labeled ice cream shop. Skylar can see tiny rows of candy inside, and there are a bunch of kids gathered around the little stand the owner set up at the door. It's a cute place, all in all. The candy looks good, and it seems pretty cheap. So it makes zero sense that Lloyd, of all people, would suddenly go painfully tense in the middle of the street and refuse to take another step forward. I can't go in there, he whispers. Skylar's having that sense of deja vu again. The rest of the ninja trade confused glances. Lloyd? Kai says hesitantly. They sell candy in there, you know. I know, Lloyd grinds out, his teeth clench painfully together. I've been in there before. You have? Cole frowns. Oh... Realization dawns in his eyes, and he's suddenly biting his lip, holding back laughter. Oh, I forgot. Forgot what? Jay looks between the two of them, then back at the shop, before something sparks in his eyes as well, and he doubles over in laughter. Shut up, Lloyd hisses. Why are we laughing at Lloyd? Skylar finally sighs, as Kai and Zane break into barely stifled giggles as well, and Nia rolls her eyes. So, Lloyd swallows, shifting anxiously from side to side. You know how I said they hung me from a roof? There might have... been a reason for that. Of course there was, Skylar says. I kind of threatened them a little bit and, tried to steal half of their shop one time. Of course you did. Lloyd, Nia sighs, that was forever ago. I stole from them, Lloyd bites out. If I show my face in there again, they'll kill me. I highly doubt they will resort to murder, Lloyd, Zane says flatly. Besides, you did not actually succeed in stealing anything, because we caught you and hung you from a roof, remember? Yeah, and then I came back with the serpentine and made it worse, Lloyd exclaims. Just go in without me. I'll sit out here and cry. We're not just going to leave you outside, Kai rolls his eyes. Come on, let's mend some old wounds. Just go inside and apologize. I would literally rather die. Lloyd, seriously. I've done it before. Don't test me. Lloyd. You can't make me. I'll fight you. All right, we'll find a different shop.
Okay, I have to know, Skylar finally asks as they pass the outskirts of the village, heading back to the bounty. How many places are you banned from in total?
Because this is ridiculous. I can't take you anywhere.
I mean, you can't take us anywhere even without the bans, anyways, Cole says wearily, to be fair.
We're not that bad, Lloyd protests, only to wilt immediately under Skylar's stare.
There are just a few places.
Zane, how many is it now? Nia asks, rubbing her temples.
Zane is quiet for a moment, slowly ticking off his fingers as he stares upwards.
Did we ever decide if that museum one counted?
The vote was yes, Jay mutters.
And the Explorers Club, did we decide that one?
I'd say that's a pretty hard ban, Lloyd winces. Nia huffs, crossing her arms.
I still say it doesn't even count, because, like, everyone's banned from there with their stupid stuck-up membership requirements.
Zane takes this into account, his eyebrows furrowing.
That leaves us with 17 places we cannot return to, I believe, unless I missed one.
Skylar's left wordless, gaping at them. She knew there were a lot, but 17?
I'm almost 100% sure we're also banned from the Never Realm, Kai points out.
Zane gives him the iciest look Skylar's ever seen. Kai simply shrugs.
What? Just stating the facts.
Lloyd frowns. I don't think we are. I mean, Akita wouldn't...
Oh, Akita wouldn't, Jay cuts him off, a gleam in his eyes. Would she, Casanova?
Lloyd goes scarlet, sputtering.
I told you, she kissed me! On the cheek! I just stood there! You can't...
He buries his face in his hands, and despite her amusement and rampant curiosity because this is Lloyd and kissing, Skylar feels bad for him.
I can't believe I ever told any of you about that, he whines, sounding tragically upset with himself.
You were the one having a mental breakdown over it, Nia reminds him, almost gently. You need to work on setting boundaries, bud.
It's not like I didn't tell her I had horrible issues with romance, Lloyd throws his hands up, frustrated, because I did, in painfully honest detail.
And yet you refuse to open up to me about it, Kai says, plaintively.
Turn into a dog for a bit, you might get lucky, Lloyd grumbles.
Skylar doesn't want to know. She really, really doesn't want to know.
Well, she finally says, I do know one place you aren't banned from.
They all look up at her, and Skylar shakes her head. You fly me back to the shop in time for dinner, and noodles are on the house tonight.
Six's faces brighten considerably.
Seriously? Cole says.
Skylar, you're an angel.
Seriously, the best person ever.
Our favorite orange cryptid ninja there ever was.
Yeah, yeah, keep flattering me, Skylar sighs, trying not to smile, and failing woefully. She doesn't know why she still hangs out with these people, getting banned from everyone in the city. What a bunch of nerds.